different volumes of Shabbos and Shiras. He has one volume, Chelek HaRachayim. In Europe, it was known as sort of a joke that his Chelek HaRachayim hardly has anything on Inyani HaRachayim. He talks a lot about Taruvus Chametz, which is really Yerodeya. And he talks a lot about Mechiras Chametz, which is really Choshe Mishpat. Has a few tshuvas here and there in HaRachayim there. I thought it was based on Knesset, but not really. This was a common practice in Europe that many Rabbanim, when it came Shabbos HaGadol, they would give a whole pilpul on Tom Kiker and had to mitzvah lisa and so on. Taruvis Chometz is a big topic in the third Perek, beginning of Perek Elo Abram. You have the Machloitis Satanon, Rav Lezer and the Chacham, but the Taruvis Chometz is awesome in HaTorah, and the Gemara goes through the whole discussion where the Tam Kikir is there, I said the Rabban, and Tam Kikir means like this. You have a pot of soup that's all kosher ingredients, and then someone poured in a little bit of a trefa ingredient, but it's less than 50%. So do you say that the Isser is bottled beroy, but do you say no, since you can discern the flavor of the Isser, Tam is Kikir. It's considered as if it's a BN, despite the fact that that it's less than 50% and it should have been bottled beroy. So that is the din of Tam Kiker. There is a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes hamaroim and a machlekes harishonim had a paskin where the Tam Kiker is the rice of the Rabbanon. You read the whole Gemara at the beginning of the third parrot. Machlekes ablezen nechachomim. Rashi points out a mem heyom et aleph. You get the impression that nobody holds a Tam Kiker the rice over here. Nobody holds Tam Kiker the rice. They just have a machlekes. What's the din of tarubis chametz on Pesach? So that's why Rashi paskins that Tam Kika loved their Isa. That's Rashi's psak. And then Hem and Aleph, that Tam Kika loved their Isa. We don't accept that psak. We paskin like Tosfos, that Tam Kika is their Isa. So what are the Tanoim discussing over here? Tarubas Chometz. Let it be Tam Kika their Isa. So the Balamor has a famous suggestion, which has not been accepted halacha l'maisa at all. Balamor has its. Balmar is always fascinating. Whether you agree or you disagree, always something original to say. So the Balmar says that if you have a little chaza schmaltz falls into a pot of soup, and then you taste the bowl of soup, so does it taste like chaza schmaltz? So that's tam kika deraisa. But if the chaza schmaltz blend, the flavor of the chaza schmaltz blended in with a different flavor to bring about a third flavor, it doesn't really taste like the original isa, but you can discern based on the flavor that there is isa here. So that's not Tam Kika der Isa. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim, Rav Lezer and HaChachamim, in the beginning of the third parak, where the Taruvus Chametz is also Ramuta. You can taste the flavor of the, you can discern the fact that this Chametz mixed into the soup, but it doesn't taste like the original Chametz. The flavor of the Chametz blended in with a different flavor that tastes like a totally different third flavor. In the flavor business today, you can taste flavor A and flavor B and recognize what they are. And then when you mix the two together, it tastes like flavor C, totally different. Totally different. Not like A, not like B. So that's the Balamor claims that that's not Tam Kika there. I said that's only the Rabbanon. And that's what the Tanoim are arguing over here. Maybe there's a new pasuk by Chometz. But in the other day, we don't accept that Balamor. That would make life very easy. It would have a lot of coolness if that would be Tam Kika Lav der Isa. We don't accept that. We assume even if the flavor of the Yisr has been changed, but you can discern the fact that there is an Yisr that's mixed in, we assume that that's also Tam Kika der Isa. So here's Taka problem. You look in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, and Perek Aleph and Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. The Rambam writes that there is an Yisr, there's a lav. If you eat Chametz B'Pesach and you get Malkus, then there's another lav. There's Kores and there's Malkus. Then there's another separate lav if you eat Taruvus Chametz, but then there's no Kores. If you eat Taruvus Chametz, a separate lav, and there's no Kores. So the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs asks on the Rambam, he doesn't understand. Why is it counted as a separate lav? We have a din of Tam Kiker. The Rambam Paskin's Tam Kiker is there, I see. So if you can taste the flavor of the Chametz that's mixed into the whole Taruvus, so there should be Koris also. So, and what do you need a new lav for? That's the general din of Tam Kika der Isa. The Rambam recognizes, the Rambam paskens a din Tam Kika der Isa. And if you can't discern the flavor of the chametz, it's takabakul. So what's going on? The Rambam has a separate lav. Why should it be a separate lav? It should be the regular lav whenever it's nice and tam. So it should be osur with karis. Where do you have the case that it's osur? Taruvus chametz is osur and there's no karis. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bi'ur HaGra in Hilchos Pesach claims that according to the Rambam, this pasuk, kol machmetzus lo sachelu. Machmetzus means, the Rambam interprets, machmetzus means if chametz is mixed in. Rambam's quoting a Gemara, but it doesn't exactly say this is the Gemara. It's his, that's what he got out of the Gemara, the beginning of the third parak. The word chametz is chametz. Machmetzus means something that has chametz blended into it. So the Rambam says, kol machmetzus lo sachelu is a separate law for taruvus chametz, and it's also, but there's no kares. So the Vilna Gaon says, that is the mocker for tam kiika derais and kol ha'tor kula. And if you have tam kiika rav chayla v'tam, also there wouldn't be any koris. Rabbani asked the kasha, if tam kiika, if it's nice and tam, if the chometz is nice and tam and the tarubis, so then there should be koris. The chometz is not nice and tam, so let it be bottled. Where did the Rambam have a case like that? That the chometz is nice and tam, and it's not bottled, it's osir, you get malchus, but there's no koris. How can it be? So the Vilna Gaon says, that's the Rambam holds, that this pasuk is the mocker for tam ki ikir and kol ha'tor kula, this is the lav, and whenever this tam ki ikir, even though it's tam of chayla v'dam, where this kor is, there wouldn't be any kor is, because it's a separate issue. Yeah. Rav Chaim has a discussion in the Sefer on the Rambam, what's the nature of the din of tam ki ikir. When the chaz ha'shmaltz falls into the soup, and it's way less than 50%, but when you drink his soup, you can discern the flavor, you can taste the flavor of the chaz ha'shmaltz. So do you say because the tam is discernible, so this prevents the bittul from taking place? So they say no, the bittul takes place, and the issa chaylev is no longer there. But there's a new issa that you're not allowed to eat. So the Vilna Gaon is claiming, according to the Rambam, that in every case of tam kiika, the issa really is batel, but it's a new issa, and that new issa doesn't have any koris. It's a big chiddush. Taisus has one opinion that there's only an Isser Asse, Rabbeinu Yishayim. It's a different name. Someone else. A different Bala Taisus. Yeah, there's one opinion in Taisus that Tam Ki Iker Derais and Kol HaTarukula, but it's only an Isser Asse. It's not an Isser Lav, because it's learned out from the Pasuk by Giuli Klei Midyan. They were commanded to kasher all the pots. It doesn't say that if they won't kasher the pot and they'll cook kosher food in the tray for pot, that you get Malkus. Just a mitzvah says to kasher the pots. So it's an Isser Asse. It's only a lav abba mechlal asse. So the Rambam, the way the Vilna Gaon learns the Rambam is the same, that the tam ki iker, the original Isser really is batel, and it's a new Isser, and the new Isser doesn't have karis. That's a fantastic chiddush. That's a fantastic chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik once said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, thought that the correct pshat on the Rambam on this strange Rambam is what it says in Merkevus HaMishnah. Merkevus HaMishnah has two suggestions, so this is one of the two suggestions. That when the Rambam wrote that there's a separate... See, the Rambam asked the Kasha in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rambam asks on the Rambam, Imanavshah, if the Chometz is nice and tam and the Taruva is new, so it's not tam ki iker, so let it be Kares. Why does the Rambam say that there's no Kares? And why do you need a separate lav? That's the regular lav. Elamai, it's ain't a nice and tam. No, if it's ain't a nice and tam, so let it be batel. So the Merkevus HaMishnah claims that if it's nice and tam, there's going to be kares. And you don't need a new pasuk machmetzes. The pasuk machmetzes goes when it's min b'minoi. So min b'minoi should really be bottle beroyv. It's ain't a nice and tam. Everything tastes exactly the same. It should really be bottle beroyv. So that's what the Rambam says, that there's a separate lav machmetzes, even if the teruvus of chametz is min b'minoi. It's an Iser, but there's no chorus on that. Provided it's kazais b'chdei achilus pras. Very difficult. You look in the Rambam, I don't know, it doesn't sound like it to me. Rambam's talking about kutach habavli shecher amadai. These are all mimishen amino. How can the Merkevus HaMishnah say that it's mimimino? I thought that it was tamu. I don't know. He thought that it was, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was gevaldik. And he said, according to this Rambam, you have a concept of mashahu de'araisa, that the chometz min b'minoi should have really been all other isurim min b'minoi, a bottle beroiv min atoyram. And by chometz, according to the Merkevus HaMishnah's interpretation, even though the chometz shebo is less than 50%, the halacha says, even though it's a mimimina, and it really should have been batal chad betray, less than 50% is called chad betray. Chad betray does mean twice as much. You don't need twice as much heter as isa. There is such an opinion, and we don't accept that at all, halacha. Rare. No, we don't really hold like that. Chad betray does mean kefal. It just means the isa is less than 50%, the heter is more than, you have 51% heter and 49% isa, that's called chad betray. So if it's mimimina, should have already been batal. But the Torah says that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula it should have been batal, here by Pesach it's still also, up until the point of Kazayis Techad Achilas Pras. So that's what, in a certain sense, that's a Din D'Oraisa of Mashu. Mashu means, based on the rules and regulations, a bitl should have been batal. So should have been batal. So the Torah, according to the Beit HaMakevis HaMishnah, reads the Rambam, there's a Din of Mashu D'Oraisa over here. So you have what the Chachamim introduced, the Chumim of the Rabbanan, Chomitz bePesach is b'mashuhu. In a certain sense, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's patterned after the Din Deraisa, according to the way the Makkevus HaMishnah understood the Rama, that he's talking about Min B'mina. Very questionable whether that's Pshat in the Rambam. What is Taka the story of Min B'minoi? If you have a Taruvus of Lach Balach Min B'minoi, non-kosher isa fell into kosher heter and it's liquidy, min b'minoi. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that min b'minoi is b'mashu, and the Chachamim hold that min b'minoi is bottle b'roi. Rabbi Yehuda learns out, the Gemara says, shnei mikra echadorsha, they both worked on the same poster. It says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring a parachatas hashalo, and he has to bring the soil Hashem. So he has to do hazoas in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and then Hazos in front of the Paroiches, and then the Hazos on the Karnas Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Gemara says he mixed together V'lokach HaKoy Medama Por Medama Soyer and Ma'arben LeKrodes. He mixed together the Dama Por and the Dama Soyer, and you don't do separate Zrikas from the Dama Por and separate Zrikas from the Dama Soyer. The Gemara says Ma'arben LeKrodes. He mixed it together. Freg the Gemara, asks that once you mix it together, it's a chadov yodu. A par is a much bigger and fatter animal than a soy. A soy is a skinny malink. So this is, naturally there's going to be more dama par than there is going to be dama soy. Or it could well be you're going to just be mekabel a little bit of dam and stop by the par. And the soy, you stand there and be mekabel more dam. It's going to happen once in 5 billion times that it's going to be 50-50. How is that? It's never going to be 50-50. Exactly machza machza. So the Gemara says, under normal circumstances, chadov yodu is a dama par meruba medama soy. Or, in a rare instance, he'll hold the cup, hold the kli by the neck of the par just for 2 seconds. He'll hold the kli shareis by the neck of the soyer for a whole minute. So he'll get more dama soyer than he's going to get dama par. But it's never going to be 50-50. So how can the pasuk say, lokach hakoy medama par medama soyer, menosan akadus hamizbech? Whichever one is going to be less than 50% is batel b'roi. So there's no longer lokach hakoy medama par medama soyer. Yehuda says, here is a raya, that mimimina is not batal. Mimimina is b'mashu. What do the Chachamim do with that raya? It's a good argument. So the Gemara says, the Chacham hold no, it's a separate halacha. Mimimina is also batal b'roi. But over here it's olim, mikam la'olim. Sheim ebatim says, olim means things that are supposed to be korev agav yam zbeach, it's a new din. They're both korev agav yam zbeach. So that's a halacha that is not, that it's not, has no bitum.
It's like the din d'rabbanan that Dabar Chashim is not batal.
It's a question, how do you understand it? So that's how one would have normally said. So there's a famous Ran in the Dorim on the afternoon days, but the Ran takes up practically a whole, hardly any Gemara there, and the Ran has a whole dissertation there. The Ran, also eventually goes to say, the Ran was a Rosh Hashiva. So he says, he gives Hezberim on everything. He said, also eventually never wanted to give Shira on the Dorim. He said, the Ran was a Rosh Hashiva, he said everything there is to say. He doesn't let anybody say anything. He used to call that the Telzer Ran. The Ran has a whole chakira there. He says, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana both agree that min b'mina b'mashu, based on that pasuk. They just argue, how to define min b'mina. Do you define min b'mina by mitzias or by halacha? That tells the terminology. Does it depend on mitzias or does it depend on halacha? Rabbi Yehuda says that dam b'dam is min b'mina. The Chacham say no. If there's dam heter and dam iser, so that's not called min b'mina. But over here, they're both olim al gabi hamizbeach. They're both a mitzvah to be zer. Both of them al gabi hamizbeach. So that's called min b'mina. Not because it's a dabar chashuv, not batal. The Ran says because it's min b'mina. But it's only min b'minoi if they're both ola agabi hamizbeach. But one is het and one is isa, that's automatically declared as mim sheni min, even though they taste exactly the same. Tastes the same, smells the same, looks the same. So Rav Yehuda holds that that's min b'minoi, because it tastes the same, looks the same, smells the same. One and say, no, that's if one is het and one is isa, by definition, that's mim sheni minoi. There's only bitl if there's a clash. Mim b'minoi, there's no clash, so there's no bitl. But the argument, Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, is how do you define min b'minoi? Rav Yehuda says you go basa metzias, and Rabbanan says you go basa halach. That's the Ran and the Dorim on the afternoon day summit.
Would it depend on time? I mean, it depend on the different nature of the time?
The Gemara has a machlekes abai v'rov in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is min b'minoi, the mashuhu, does it depend on bosa time or bosa shmo as lila? So we pass like Rav, it depends, goes bosa shmo, doesn't go bosa time. If the shame is the same, even though the flavor is different, that would be called the min b'minoi. And if the flavor is exactly the same, but the shame is different, then it's called min b'shem. It goes basa shmo. That's how we paskin like Rova. See, look in the Gemara, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Do we paskin like the Rabbanan? Min b'minoi b'mashu is Rav Yehuda shita, and nobody agrees with Rav Yehuda. So Pashta says, why should we paskin like Rav Yehuda? He's a shita yichido, is not accepted. So Rashi says, no, Rashi paskins like Rav Yehuda, the min b'minoi b'mashu. Where did Rashi get it from? Straight from the Gemara and Psochim. Rashi is everything faket from everybody else. Everybody holds that the Tam Kikir is their Isa, and Rashi says no. He writes on Daf Mem Hamad Aleph. You see from the whole Machlekes, the beginning of the third parak, whether Taruvus Chametz is their Isa, whether Taruvus Chametz has a lab, doesn't have a lab. Let it be also because of Tam Kikir. The Rashi writes on Mem Hamad Aleph, along Arichas and Rashi. You see that the Sugya holds that Tam Kikir lab their Isa, and that's how we paskin. Tam Kikar loved their Rashi, so we don't hold like that Rashi. That Rashi has over here, Rahe Chachuf in the Gemara. The Gemara has on Choftes on the days. Rabbi Shmuel both hold like Reb Yudin, the Min B'mina B'masha. So if Chometz gets mixed in the middle of Pesach in a situation of Min B'minoi, so the Din Rabbi Shmuel will both say like Reb Yudin, the Min B'mina B'lach B'lach is going to be B'masha. The Shaila and Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel is the make Gzera the Rabbana Min B'shein Amina Otam Min B'mina. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So you get to the top of Laman Omer Aleph, top line Omer Rove Hilchase Chometz Bizmanam Ben Mimina Ben Shalav Mimina Asa B'Mashahu Kirav. I paskin like Rav. That Rav holds like Rav Yudid. That's what we have in the Gemara. The word Kirav. That's a question whether that word belongs here Kirav or not. So Rashi has the Girsa that's printed in our Gemara. Hilchase Chometz Bizmanam Chometz BePesach Ben Mimina Ben Shalav Mimina. Also, b'mashu kirav. In other words, a din is like Reb Yehuda that min b'mina is b'mashu. Chometz b'pesach because of the chumrah of kareis. So they make a gzera the rabbanon. Even min b'shein b'mina is also b'mashu who otam min b'mina. So we come that hilchasa. That's the psak. The min b'mina b'mashu. And min b'shein b'mina chometz is b'mashu who b'pesach otam min b'mina. Says b'feirish that we pass like Reb Yehuda. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, first of all, you shouldn't have the word kirav. It should say Hilchas Chometz Bizmana B'Bem B'Min B'Min B'Bem B'Min M'Shein Aminoi Asa B'Mashahu period. It's not Kirav. It's not the same reason as a Rav. Rav happens to hold like Rav Yehuda B'Min B'Min B'Mashahu. He made Exeret the Rabbanon Atu Min M'Shein Aminoi Atu Min B'Minoi. No, Rav is paskening like Rav. Alav Mitamei is paskening Chometz B'Mashahu because of a Chumrah the Chometz or whatever reason. We'll get to it soon. Or number two, the Rabbeinu Tam thinks maybe the whole thing is a misprint. Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Sefer HaShiltis and he doesn't have this Girsa in the Gemara. The Rabbi does not paskin Chometz B'Mashu. The famous din, everybody knows Chometz B'Mashu. Rabbeinu Tam denies it. He says there ain't no such din. Chometz is not B'Mashu, it's the same as everything else. He quotes the Shiltis and the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that that's the correct sheet. The Gemara of Yudoi Goyim Poisekein that the Chometz B'Pesach is not B'Mashu. Achrayim in Shulchan Aruch, right? If you have a real big Shas Hadchak, so sometimes you can be mitzarf this Rabbeinu. You can't rely on the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shiltas alone. But if you have other Tzadim Lahakil, so then you can be mitzarf this Rabbeinu Tam. My father told me that they once had such an Asik in Einstein Hospital. The Einstein cafeteria is under Hashgacha, so my father was in charge of Hashgacha. So it came Pesach, so they had to put away. It was supposed to wash off all the chametz, the pots and pans and everything, put them all away, and then take out the Pesach digger things. So somehow they were negligent in a hospital. They didn't wash out the chametz, the dirty dishes. They put away the dirty pots and pans and dishes, bzola chametz on them, and they locked it up in a closet. And they took out the Pesach things. So Punk, the Board of Health, came that day to check. In the middle of Pesach, Chalamay Pesach, they came. And they found nuts from Mishugoyim. They had dirty pots and pans with all the chametz stuck onto it. So they insisted they should wash them right now. They penalized them, whatever. And they insisted they should wash them right now in the dishwasher. The dishwasher was kashered for Pesach. So they just made everything chametz thick. And then they you can't kasher anything on Pesach. Because chametz is b'mashu. Whenever you kasher any tray for pot, so Tosis has the kasher. Whenever you do hagolah, Tosis has the kasher. The tray for bliya goes from the pot into the water. What's to prevent it from coming back from the water back into the pot? So the answer is you have shishim in the water. So when the tray for bliya goes into the water, it'll become both of the shishim. So true, it's going to come back into the pot. But by the time it comes back into the pot, it will already be both of the shishim. Chametz b'pesach, you can't kasher chametz the kapatz on Pesach. With Hagolah, you can do Libun, but you can't do Hagolah because the tray for Bli will, Chametz Dika Bli will go into the water, then it's going to come back in, and even though it's bottled to Shishim, so we say Chametz is B'mashu. So they had the dishwasher was made Chametz in the middle of Pesach, and everything was Chametz Dik. So it was a major problem. So you've got to close down the whole cafeteria. They have to cook food for all the patients. So they relied on this Taz. And Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Rabbein Tam interprets the Gemara there that even when there's a din of mashu, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda holds the min mina is b'mashu, but it's only once mashu. You don't say a mashu of a mashu. If trei mashu lo yamina. So the Taz quotes that in Halacha, even when you have a case of mashu, trei mashu lo yamina. So that was the story over here that they had. They once had shishim and then they had it for the second time. The mashu came out. So twice, if you have twice shishim, so if you have a big shas hatchak, so rely on that. Under normal circumstances, we would certainly not rely on that. So this is where Rashi got his psak from. The both psakim come from Sochem. Lama Amud Aleph, Rashi has the girsa. Omar Rav Hilchas Sochemes B'mashuhu Kirav. The whole cheshbon, the whole calculation of Rav, of Tess on the base was that Min B'mina B'mashuhu like Rav Yehuda. And we made Xer the Rabbana, Mim Meshay Mino, to Mim Mino. So you see that the Din is like Rav, that Mim, like Rav Yehuda, the Mim Mino is B'mashu. And the Rashi Mem Hamid Alam says, you see, if not Gemara, the Tam Kik Alav the Rashi. And in Yerudea, we don't accept either. But yes, everything is the opposite. Mim Mino is not B'mashu. We pass Chametz is B'mashu, but not like Rav's calculation. Chametz is B'mashu. And we pass that the Tam Kik is the Rashi. So the question is, why do we talk about Paschal Chametz as B'mashu? It's not a Gzera Otu Mim B'mina. If we hold Mim B'mina, it's not B'mashu. So here there's a Machlokes, the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam claims that Chametz B'Pesach is B'mashu because it's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. Chametz is only also today. If you wait till after Pesach, then it'll be Mutter. So that's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. So the Rambam writes that Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is never bottled. Fine. The Ramban on Psochim.
That's Midaraisa?
No. Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is a Befeirush Gemara in Bava Metzia and Perek Hazov that it's only the Rabbonim. The Kesef Mishneh was so carried away by the Ran's explanation, the Ran in the Dharma, Dafnun Beis, that tells the Ran. So the Ran gives you such a sweet talk of an explanation of why Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is not bottled, so he misled the Kesef Mishneh into thinking that it's a Din Deraisa. So it's a Befeirush Gemara in Hazov. That the Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is only a din de Rabbanan, it's not their eyes. So that's what the Ramban and the Mochamas, Am Sochem on the bottom of the reef, is bothered with the Kasha. The Ramam says that the reason why Chometz is B'mashu, B'Pesach, is because of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. So he asks the Kasha, on the level of their eyes, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is bottom. There doesn't exist such a din. On the level of the Rabbanan, that does the Chumra of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, so Chometz B'Pesach is not a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. Because Chametz Shavu Lavat Pesach is also with the Rabbanim. So we want Shach. On the level of the Raisa, there's no din of Dov Sheyesh Matirin B'mashu. On the level of Rabbanim, that you have such a chumra that Dov Sheyesh Matirin is ain't a batel, so Chametz is not a Dov Sheyesh Matirin. Because once the Jew owned the Chametz for 1 second on Pesach, so Chametz Shavu Lavat Pesach is also. So how does the Rambam come off to say That is a dosh sheish lamatir. So that's why the Ramban Shulchan Aruch says we don't paskan like the Rambam, we paskan like the other Bishonim. That the reason why Chametz bePesach is b'mashehu is not because it's a dosh sheish lamatir, and it's not true. It's not a dosh sheish lamatir because Chametz Shavuot bePesach is awesome in the Rabbanon. The reason why it's b'mashehu is because of chumer de chametz, because they have an isa kares. And lo bidili, you have chel v'dam. Is also the kares lo bidili in shiminei. Okay, a whole explanation. What's the difference? What the Rama has to go into a pilpul in Shulchan Aruch? What's the reason my chametz bePesach is b'mashehu? It's because davish yesh matirin and because chumer de chametz. Bottom line, chametz is b'mashehu. Why did the Rama get so involved? What's the difference? What the reason is? The answer is no, big difference. Shadus bar b'chametz erev Pesach after Chatzos. Is it b'mashehu or not? So the Rama holds that even erev Pesach after Chatzos, chametz is also b'mashehu, because he holds that the reason why it's mashehu is not a chumer de chametz because davish yesh matirin. So on Erev Pesach, it's also Dabash Eshmatim. If you wait till after Pesach, it'll be mutam. So the Ramah says, we don't paskin like the Ramam's reason, and therefore Chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos would be bottled b'shisha. Let's say a woman is cooking on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, cooking soup. By mistake, she poured some Chometz into the soup, and you have shishim against it, and it's ain't a nice and tam. So the din would be that it would be bottled b'shisha. It's not going to be b'mashu. So that's why the Ramah has to take a stand. What's the reason? I talk, what's the beer in the Rambam? It doesn't make any sense. The Ramban's kasha. On the level of the Raisa, there is no din of davish yesh l'matir in b'mashu. On the level of the Rabbanon, that there is such a halacha, so we should really paskin, since it's chomet sho'ova all of ha-pesach, is awesome in the Rabbanon, so we should really paskin that that it's a davish yesh l'matir. So Maram Shach, what? How does the Rambam label it as a davish yesh l'matir? Chomet she'ova all of ha-Pesach, if it's nisarev after Pesach, it'll be bottle. Machloik is where they need shishim aroiv. Yeah. If you have chomet she'ova all of ha-Pesach, that became aser, then it becomes nisarev after Pesach. So then the Gemara says that Rab Shimon, we hold chomet she'ova all of Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. So that penalty, the chigoz Rab Shimon only when it's b'yen. When it's Aydei Taruv is then by Gaza. That's the Gemara of Tesem and Al. And that's a machleik is Rashi in the tour. How much of Taruv is do you need? So Mikir Adin, we really pass in Chomish, but La Pesach is bottled Beroiv. Even though it's nice and tam, it's bottled Beroiv. So Lechatchil, if there isn't a big Hefzid Merubah, we require Shishim. And if you have a big Hefzid Merubah, then the Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on those who say that it's bottled Beroiv, you don't even need Shishim. What if you had chametz on Pesach b'taruv is that you're in violation of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeyan? So then it will be also chametz b'Pesach that you violated Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeyan. Then chametz Shavuot Pesach is also because you violated Bal Yiroh. So if taruv is chametz, you violate Bal Yiroh. So there will be also. Let's say the chametz on Pesach had a bottle of chametz dikke or something, and I poured it in, had a bottle of schnapps, and I poured some of the schnapps into the chicken, should have a rum flavor, whatever. I'm making a Pesach Dikke cake. I want to have a rum flavor. So I put some chametz. Is rum chametz dik? I assume all schnapps. I don't know. You have to find out how to make the schnapps. So if you have chametz dik something and you pour it in, then there is Bal Yiroh by Matzah. There was Bal Yiroh on the bottle of schnapps before I put it in. There's still going to be Bal Yiroh on the Taruvis also. So then after Pesach, it will still be us. That's the Pela and the Ramam. That's the Ramban's Kash and the Ramam. How does he say that chametz b'Pesach is b'mashehu? Chometz b'Pesach is b'mashehu because it's davish yesh l'matirin. It's not davish yesh l'matirin. Chometz shavu l'Pesach is awesome with the Rabbana.
Isn't that regeis pengel?
The what?
That manam shavu Rabbana. That's basically the Ramban's kasha. Right?
That's the Ramban's kasha and the Rambam. Yeah.
The same yishuv he gives for all the kashas.
So what's the yishuv over here? So what's the yishuv? So the yishuv has to be. The question is why is davish yesh l'matirin not bottom? Why is it not bottled? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Beitzah, that's where the Gemara has that klal. Davish yesh matirin lo bottle. Rashi writes, Acha tachlena b'isa tachlena b'heta. Let's say you have a Beitzah shenol d'biyantav. So Beitzah shenol d'biyantav is muktzah, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to handle it. Let's say this Beitzah shenol d'biyantav is nisar another Beitzah. And it should really be bottled. So the Gemara says it's not batel, because since it's a davar sheyesh matir, and I can wait till after yontif, and I won't have to rely on bittel, so I don't allow, we don't allow anybody to eat the beitzah today on yontif based on bittel, because atcha tachlena be'isa, why eat it today? With the isa mukta hanging on top of your head, and you say it's batel, tachlena be'hetah, wait till after yontif, and you won't have to rely, wait till chalmoy, another couple of hours, won't have to rely on bittel b'roiv. So what is that? That's how Rashi writes. Asher tachlein emisa tachlein emet. What does that mean exactly? So the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shiltas, what it means is that we have a din of emavat anisa lechatchila, that we know you're not allowed to mix in treifas, even though you know there's going to be shishim, emavat anisa lechatchila. So not only does it apply that you're not allowed to mix in the isa lechatchila, even if the isa fell in accidentally, when you have an easy option of avoiding eating the tarubis, you have enough food in the house to last till after yontif. So eat the other food. Your decision to eat the beitzim should all be on there, got mixed in with other beitzim. So don't eat beitzim. You have milk, you have flesh, you have chicken, you have fish, you have so much other food. So if you're going to make a decision to eat this beitzim on yontif, that itself is a violation of Eim Avat Anis Lachat Chila. Because if you wait till after yontif, you won't have to use bittel b'roiv. So your decision that you want to eat the beitzim, that you want to eat the tarubis, the beitzim on yontif, you want to rely on bittel b'roiv, that itself is a violation of Eim Avat Anis Lachatchila. If you could have easily avoided it, then your decision to rely on the bittel b'roiv is a violation of Eim Avat Lin. So the way Rashi says that the reason why davar sheyesh matirin is loy batel is because atcha tachlena b'isa tachlena b'heter, the Netziv explains that this, the decision to eat the taruvis itself constitutes a violation of Eim Avatlin. So then we don't understand the Rambam. How does that? Now the Ramban's kasha is embedded with kasha. Why don't you say Mimon of Shach? On the level of the Rabban Chomet Shavar Lo HaPesach is Osir. So you never be able to eat it. You never be able to eat it, so I should say that it's batel. There's no way to avoid the bittul. So why shouldn't you say it's batel b'roiv? The answer is, the Rambam perhaps understood like that Ran in the Dorim, that the reason, the Ran in the Dorim says, the reason why davar sheyesh lo matirin is lo batel, he doesn't give Rashi's reason. He gives a different reason. He said, the reason why davar sheyesh lo matirin is lo batel is because the Ran postulates, the Ran started off his hope shot. He said, the pasuk says that on the kain gadol on Yom Kippur should take with achachach kain medama par medama sur, should mix the dam together. The Gemara says that's how we pass them arvin lekaronas. So machlokes hatanoim, the zrika of the dam par the dam sur on Yom Kippur is separate zrika lefnai velefnim and separate in front of the parochas. But there's a machlokes hatanoim when you do the zrika on the karnas hamizbeach and the mizbeach apnimi, do you mix the damim together? You do each zrika separately. So we paskin ma'arvin lekaronas. So the Gemara asks, Arvin Lakronas, Hadov Yadua, the Dama Pom Ruba Vidama Sawyer. So whichever one is less than 50%, usually gonna be the Dama Sawyer. 99% of the time it's gonna be the Dama Sawyer, it's gonna be less. Why don't you say that it's batel b'roiv? So it turns out that it's not being maza anything. Rav Yehuda derives from here, Mimamina Lai Batan, the Chacham say Mikama Oilam Shem Batan Zezeh. So how did the Ran explain it? So the Ran gave a whole fantastic interpretation. He said they all agree, you only say batel b'roiv and there's a clash. If it's heter beheter, it's not batel. If everything is the same, if it's min b'mino, it's not going to be batel. You have to have a clash that the miut loses its identity in the conglomerate because it's swallowed up by a thing that's different from itself. But if it's all min b'mino, then it's all, it retains its original identity. It's the same min as it was before. But the machlekes of Yehuda Rabbanan is, how do you determine whether any given thing is min b'mina, min b'sheinim? So Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the mitzias. Dam and dam is min b'mina. Even though one is het and one is isa. Min b'mina, it depends on mitzias. And the Chachamim say it depends on halacha. So the Chachamim would, how, according to the Chacham, what would the din be? If you have heter, the heter, it's lay batel. But if you have isa falls into heter, then it's batel. So the Ran says, and the davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though right now it's Isser, but since it's Oymet to become Heter, so it's one leg, it's like Machza Machza. It's a little bit Heter, a little bit Isser, so the clash is not 100%. On the level of the Reis, Davar sheyesh lo matirin is Bavl. It's a chumer midirabbanan. That's the Gemara Beferish in Perek Hazav. The Ran explained it so well, he never said that it's the Rabbanan. So the Kesem Mishnah misunderstood based on the Ran's explanation that Dov Sheish Matirin is a din deraisin. So the Ran never meant that. That's an often in Gemara. In Hazav, that's only the Rabbanan. But the Ran is explaining that Dov Sheish Matirin is considered like Heter the Heter, because since it's Sofa Omid Leo's Heter, so you better consider it now. Al Shem Sofa, in a certain sense, it's a little bit Heter. It's not fully Yisr. So since the Dov Sheish Matirin fell into the Heter, says Heter the Heter is Lebotel. So if you say like that, then we understand the Rambam. Chometz bePesach is an Yisr. And since Menat Torah, Chometz Shavah Levat Pesach is Mutter, so the Shem Yisr of Chometz is a Dov Sheish Matirin. Bepoil Mamesh, in actuality, in real life, it's not going to be Mutter, because the Chachamim slapped on a Knas. They made a penalty. Whoever has Chometz Shavah Levat Pesach, so they penalize you and they say it's also bachil and also mano. So the ma'aser will never be muta. But the shame who is Rav Chometz on the level of the rice, it doesn't change. The Chachamim changed the din in the Rabbanan. We're not allowed to eat it after Pesach. But the nature of the din in the rice, it doesn't change. The Chometz is a Dov Sheish L'Matir. So apparently the Rambam sounds like he holds like that round. It depends on the shame who is. The shame who is like Chometz, but Pesach, shame who is an Isa Sheish L'Matirin. So then I say that Dov Sheish Matirin like Bottle, even though Lamaisa, you have no choice. What do you mean? Asher Tachlan, Rashi's rationale does not apply here. Can't say, why eat it today on Pesach? Wait till after Pesach, there won't be any problem. No. If you say, not allowed to eat it today on Pesach, can't eat it after Pesach either, because of the penalty of Chometz Shal about Pesach. But it doesn't depend on the Metzias. It depends on the Shem who is. So it seems that the Rambam, perhaps, assumes like that run. That's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested.
If you learn like in the Tzivs Bir and Rashi, so why does the Pesach Tshuva say that anyone who doesn't want to eat a Tarubis Isser is considered not Bikaris? Why don't you say that you can eat something else?
So what are you going to do with the Isser? You're going to throw it out. You're going to give it to the Goyish and Maid. Why should I throw it out? The alternative is to feed it to the dog. No, but it's my Chalada. So why should I throw it out?
If you say Bitel Isser L'Chatril is a Mr. Deraisa, so maybe it is better to throw it out and eat something else.
No, but that's the din. I have this soup, and Anissa fell in, so the halacha says that it's bottle. So once it's bottle, it's bottle, it's mutter. So if you have a brera, don't rely on bitl. Wait till tomorrow, wait a week, wait a month, and then it'll be mutter without bitl. Okay, so your decision to eat it today can be considered, can be viewed as a mevatl anissa l'chatchila. You're relying on bitl. But there's no time, you wait forever, it's not going to become mutter. So the answer is, it's batel b'rav. The alternative is to throw it out, or to give it as a gift to the goyish next door neighbor. So that's not right. What we have is the following. Let's say, all the sodas that people drink all year long, they don't really have any chametz in them, they just have kidneys in them. They have the kidney, the sweetener, instead of the companies making the soda sweet with sugar, they make it sweet with corn syrup. So the corn syrup is shem and kidneys. So we're machmer and kidneys, and we're machmer and shem and kidneys. So it's awesome. But the corn syrup is less than 50% of the mixture of the whole thing. You just need a little bit of sweetener in order to give the flavor to the whole soda. So the Ramor writes in Shulchan Aruch that kidneys is bottled b'rayv. You don't need shishim. So Rav, you're always going to have it with your eyes closed, you know, you have rayv. It's not, the corn syrup is not going to be more than 50% of the whole thing. So what's the whole tararam? So what's the whole problem? So the answer is, but you can't give a hechsher. If it would have been a Jewish company, so we wouldn't be allowed to mix in kidneys knowing in advance that we plan to eat it on Pesach, that's called Eima Batanis Alechatchil. You're not allowed to do that. But it's a Goyish company, so what's the problem? Goyish company, they're making it for the Goyish customers. They're not doing it specifically for us. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer, it's a Dova Mechur. Doesn't say it's an Issa, it says it's a Dova Mechur to give a Hechsher on the Goyish company when the nature of their system, of the way the preparation, the processing of the food is such that if it would have been a Jewish company, it would have been a violation of Eim Abad and Issa L'chatchila. So we can't give a Hechsher like that. Let's say you have a Goyish company mixes in a little treifus into their product, whatever product it is that they make. They mix a little treifus, but a bottle of shishim. So if it would have been a Jewish company, you're not allowed to do that. But it's a Goyish company. Most of their customers, 95% of their customers, 99% of the customers. What's the world Jewish population? There's less than 1%. So 99% of the customers for this product are nachrim. So there's no ishavim about this. They're not making a special run for the Jewish people. This is where they make their product, and they want us to give a heksher. So why can't you give a heksher? I know that the treifus is less than shishim, so it's bottle b'shishim. What's the problem? The answer is no. That Rav Moshe says that's mechur hador. You can't say you're in violation. I'm not in violation of aim about the lisa l'chatchila. The goyish company mixed in the treifus, but it's a dover mechur to give a heksher on a product where the process is such that if it would have been a Jewish company, it would have been a violation of aim about the lisa l'chatchila. They say not allowed to do that. So the same thing is true regarding the kidneys. Not only if you have a non-kosher, real non-kosher ingredient. If they mix in kidneys, they can say that it's kosher l'pesach. All right, so no kosher organization can say it's kosher l'pesach. But you know and I know, we all know. So no one's giving a hechsher, but we all know the only shayla is kidneys, and we know that it's batel b'roiv. So what's the problem? See, so no, it's not proper. Anyone should give a hechsher, but we all know that it's kosher anyway. So the answer is, we're machmeh for this opinion. There's a minority opinion in Achreinim. Let's say there's a product, a kosher product that has a treif ingredient that's batel b'shishim. So mamela it's kosher. The treif ingredient is batel b'shishim. So mamela it's kosher. So is it a violation of aim about the nisul chatchil if I go to the store and I buy the product? If I have the soup at home and the treifus fell in and it's batel b'shishim, so the din is that it's batel. And it doesn't constitute a midas chasidus. That's what he said, the Pesachim Tshuva quotes the Achreinim, that if someone's going to be machmir, he doesn't want to eat the soup that the Issa became batel b'shishim, so that's apikursis. The din is that the anisa is batel b'shishim, so it's batel. So there's no midas chasidus. That's because I have the soup already in my house. What if the soup is in the store and I know all the ingredients? And I know that they have a non-kosher ingredient, which is batel b'shishim. So are you allowed to go buy that product from the store? They say purchasing the product is a violation of aim about the nisul chatchila. If I can buy a kosher product that doesn't have a non-kosher ingredient mixed into it, so why should I buy the ingredient? Why should I buy the product that does have the non-kosher ingredient mixed in? My decision to buy the product with the non-kosher ingredient mixed in, l'chare, that itself should constitute a violation of aim about the nisul chatchila. So that's a big machlekes achreinim. And Rov of the Achreinim say it's muta. But there's a minority opinion, a significant minority opinion. You look in the Shuvah's Toras Chesed. Toras Chesed was a Rov in Lublin. Rav Shneur Zalman, he was a rabbi in Lublin over 100 years ago. And the practice used to be when the Rabbanim in Eastern Europe would retire, they would move to Yerushalayim. So they had a lot of Rabbanim, they had a lot of Meir HaRov. So when he moved to Yerushalayim, he became a member of the Bezna of the Eir HaRedetz, of the Badatz. And then he published the Shalas Tshuvas Torah Chesed, two volumes, one on Arachaim, one on Eben Ezer. So in Chelek Arachaim, most of the simonim in the Sefer are either Shabbos HaGadol Pilpul or Shabbos Shuvah Pilpul that he gave. So he has on Shabbos HaGadol Pilpul, he has a lot about Eim Avat Nisul HaTchila, Chametz B'Mashu, Chametz B'Pesach, Batul, and so on. So he talks about this, he quotes a big Machlekes Achreinim. Rav Achreinim hold that it's not a violation of Eim Avat Nisul to buy it. But the miyot achrayim hold that that's a problem. So that's the whole minhag olam now is that we don't buy soda unless it has a kosher the pesach hashgacha. What's the problem with the soda? Because it has kidneys mixed, it has shemen kidneys. Shemen kidneys also machlokes, but it's also the pashtus always was that shemen kidneys was muta. But in recent years, everybody came to be machmer. There was a famous incident when Rav Kook was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to help someone make a parnasa, so the fella made some kind of shemen kidneys kosher lepesach. So Rav Kook gave a hechsher. So the badats didn't allow the use of Rav Kook's. They're very friendly with each other. They got along very well. So the badats didn't allow Rav Kook's hashgacha on the shemen kidneys. And Rav Kook stood on his head. He explained all the paskim say it's muta. Nish gehovah. One of the achrayim said it's also shemen kidneys is also so far found. So that's why it is now. Nobody uses the shemen kidneys. That's why years ago, when I was growing up, all the women used planters peanut oil, kosher lepesach, had a hashgacha. So Moshe has a tshuva, so he writes, how come? But we assume peanuts are kidneys, and shemen kidneys is also. So he says, first of all, peanuts are not really kidneys, has nothing to do with kidneys. And secondly, even a peanut would be kidneys, but Shemi kidneys is really mutter. So the Minhag Olam, he says, he came to America and all the rabbanim are giving heksher on planters, peanut oil, kosher, the Pesach. So he says they have what to rely on. And now nobody gives a heksher anymore on planters, peanut oil, kosher, the Pesach. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so when I was in high school, so I learned in Rabbi Fishman's shiur. Rabbi Fishman learned in Europe in the Mir Yeshiva, then he was in Shanghai, then he came to America. So he said, in Europe they always ate peanuts on Pesach. He says, the first time they heard that there are Jews that don't eat peanuts on Pesach was in Shanghai. They were sitting in the Beis Medrash eating their peanuts, and the Chinaman who washed the floor started to scream, "Hametz! Hametz!" So he said, "Where's the hametz?" So he said, "There." So he said, "Where?" They were sitting and chewing, but "Where?" So he kept on pointing. He didn't know what it was pointing. "What are you pointing to?" He came over and he touched the peanuts. They thought it was crazy. They never heard of it. He said that was the first time they ever heard that that there are Jews in the world. They heard from the Goyish China in Shanghai that it's hummus. Yeah. So that's the whole shemikitnias that they mix into the soda, the whole thing is a chumran. The whole thing is a chumran shemikitnias. And it's really bottled beroiv, but the chumra is that if you decide to buy it, if you have a choice, if you have an option. So they made us problems. All the kashrus organizations, if they wouldn't have given a kashrus endorsement to any kosher the Pesach soda, so we would have been allowed to buy the regular soda, because you have no alternative. So then it's not considered your choice to buy this is the violation of at least lachatchila. A lot of people today drink soda. So that's not called Eim Avat Nisim Chatkil, but now that you have a choice, you can either buy this or that, and this one is relying on Bittl, the other one is not relying on Bittl, so that's a violation. We're machma like that minority opinion that the Taras Chesed collected all the Achrayim, that itself is a violation of Eim Avat Nisim Chatkil. Okay, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. So they have Chumas on top of Chumas.
What's the context of the Lord Azov? What's the Dutch Shulchan Azov? What's that more talking about in Azov?
In Perek HaZov, the Gemara is talking about Maisa Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim. You're not permitted. Farmers all over Eretz Yisrael, they're not allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni where they are. They have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So what if they have Maisa Sheni? By mistake, someone cooked the Maisa Sheni in a pot of soup, and you have Shishim against it. But it's a double Shish Matir. I could bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says it depends. If you live so far away from Yerushalayim, if you'll transport, I cook the soup and have shishim against the Maisa Sheni. So if by the time I'll bring the soup to Yerushalayim, it'll spoil, I don't have refrigeration, then it's called Dabash Ein Lamatir. Then it's not called. I can fly the soup by helicopter to Yerushalayim, but the whole soup is only worth $2, and the helicopter will cost me $1,000. So that's not called Dabash Ein Lamatir. Dabash Ein Lamatir means B'mpali lo haitzi olav haitzois. If it's going to cost a fortune, but the Gemara says normal. If you have, let's say, you have potatoes and Maisa Sheni got mixed them with regular potatoes, so then you can bring it all to Yerushalayim. So that's Dav Sheish Matir, and so it's not Bokim.
So if they don't have diet talk, let's say they have no diet drinks that don't have.
And a lot of people have a meaning that they want Davke diet. Yeah, so the Pashta says that you can be made. That's not really called Eim Avat Nisim L'Chatchila. If you would have a product that would have not kidneys, Shem and kidneys mixed in, you have a product that had chametz mixed in, so there's a Tshuva HaRashbo. The Rashbo writes in the Tshuva that when do you say Bittul B'Shishim, if a trefa ingredient falls into kosher food, that's if it fell in B'Mikre, accidentally. But if the chef mixes it in on purpose, so it's to serve some purpose or another. So then he says, by definition, ingredients that are mixed in are never bottled, even though it's not a dova hamamid, it's not a dova hamachametz, and it's not a dova hametabel, and it's not abira letaima. But if they mixed it in, they must have had a reason. So whatever reason they have, so the halacha should say that that's not bottled. So this Rashba is generally not accepted, halacha lamaisa. You learn through Chelek Aleph Yeridaya, they talk a lot about Bittul. Anisa falls into a heter. They don't quote this Rashba. It's only quoted in Hilchas Pesach. Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Pesach. And then in Hilchas Avodah Zarah it's quoted. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, so he says, apparently we're only machna for this tshuva, Rashba, by Yisuri Hanor. Okay, Macholas Asuris, Nevela, treifim were not machmer. If you would have a case of basa b'cholav, Rav Moshe assumes we would also be machmer, because basa b'cholav is also bano. But in Chelek Aleph Yerodeh, it's never quoted. Just in Hilchas Pesach, the Magen Avraham quotes it, and Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in the second Chelek Yerodeh, it's quoted. Yeah.
So then, with regards to Kalim, let's say someone had a designated glass that they would drink it, and they only drank soda out of throughout the year, then the Chorah shouldn't have to cash for that glass. It shouldn't have to cash for Pesach, because it's only a Chumrah.
I mean, the whole bli only was shemi kitnius.
Yeah, sure.
And it's really batel b'roif. Probably, yeah.
Okay, I'm asking you, you have to cash it.
Probably, yeah. It's already batel b'roif. If
to,
that's all.
You have to cash your glass.
It's called
the Mechaber writes. Mechaber writes that glass is not bolea. So Sfardim rely on the Mechaber. So they have one set of dishes. Glass dishes for fleshy the milchik. You just have to wash it off well. There's no bli at all. Ramah says that where the Ramah is in Hilchas Pesach. The Chavim and the Ramah is in Hilchas Pesach. There's all the dinam of Kasher and Kelim on Hilchas Pesach. In the second Chelik Yerodeh, when they have a simon about Kasher and Kelim, so they say, look, we explained everything in Hilchas Pesach. So they don't explain anything in the second Chelik Yerodeh. So the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber. He says that we're machmer, that we treat glass as if it is boleya, and we treat it as if, since glass is made from sin, so we treat it as if it were klicheres, and Hagola doesn't even help. So there's a deal in Achronim when the Ramo wrote this chumrah, did he only mean it in Hilchas Pesach, or did he mean it for Treifus as well? Would the Ramo agree with the Mechaber that you can have one set of dishes, fleshit and milchik, as long as it's glass, just for Pesach? You have to have a separate set of glass dishes, using it for fleshit and milchik together? Or no, the Ramo wrote it in Hilchas Pesach, that's the question. We have nothing in the second Chelek Yerodeh about Kashrut. It just says all the laws of Hagola were explained in Hilchas Pesach. So it's a little unclear whether the Ramos Chumrah on the glass was only a Chumrah de Pesach, Chumrah de Chometz, or it's a Chumrah all year long for Treifus as well. The Prima Gadim assumes that the Ramos Chumrah was all year long. So that's why we usually are choishish for that Prima Gadim. Then the Prima Gadim wants to distinguish between a Din Dereis and a Din Derabon. It says maybe you only have to be choishish for the Ramah if you're dealing with an issue Dereis. If you're only dealing with an issue Derabonon, then maybe you don't have to be worried. So that's a big big room to be made over there. So the mice, we do kasha glasses. A lot of times, let's say you have a glass and you wash the glasses in the dishwasher at the same time you have a spaghetti pot, I don't know, or plates that have spaghetti on it. So the spaghetti, the chametz, will be nivla into the glass. So we machma like the Ramah, that glass is boleya. And Hagola doesn't even help. So you have to have separate glasses. If it's only a bliya b'tzainen, if I know, let's say I use these glasses to drink beer. So if I drink the beer and I rinse it out right away, so there's no bliya. It's only boleya if it sits kavush for 24 hours. If sometimes the person leaves a cup of beer for more than 24 hours, so then there would be, according to the Ramah, the glass is boleya. So then you would have a bliya b'tzainen, like the kavush kemevushal, on the glass. So then, even though we assume that glass is like klicheres and the bliya doesn't come out, so then there's a din in the Yerushalmi that's quoted in La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch. If you do mili v'ira gimel yomim, you can get the bliya out. It works by chametz. If you soak the glasses in a bathtub full of water for 72 hours, changing the water every 24 hours plus, you have to wait 24 hours and change the water and soak it again 24 hours and change the water again. Or we pask in the Shulchan Aruch, whenever mili v'ira gimel yomim would help, if you would soak it for 72 hours, that's a good way to make the glasses kosher. That used to be a common practice, that people would paralyze the whole bathtub. So they would have buckets full of chometzdike glasses, soaking for 72 hours, changing the water every 24 hours plus. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a machlekes harishonim, so we're makel that whenever mili v'ira gimel yomim helps, a hagola could also help. So you don't have to waste 72 hours. You can take your glasses and do a Hagola. Years ago, the glasses were manufactured in such a way that they couldn't take heat. So you would be risking breaking your glass. Today, I think the glasses are manufactured in such a way. Years ago, you would never pour hot coffee or hot tea into a glass, because it could crack. So you would first put a spoon and then start pouring the coffee slowly, carefully, and it still crack. Half the time would crack, half the time wouldn't crack. Now the glasses never crack. They manufacture the glasses differently. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that we paskin la'alacha like the tour against the other Rishonim, that if merely the Iri Gimel Yomim helps, it only had a Bliya B'tzainen. So you can kasher it by soaking it for 72 hours, switching the water every 24 hours. So you can certainly do Hagol. So the Hagol is 1, 2, 3 on the glasses today. You can do Hagol.
Peanuts aren't kidneys. Why don't we eat peanuts?
Because the Chinaman said that it's chametz. They started admitting not to eat peanuts on Pesach. Okay?
No reason. There's no reason.
It looks a little like kidneys. We're not sure exactly what kidneys is. Rav Moshe writes that basic klal is whatever is kidneys min kadmas dinah, whatever centuries ago was treated as kidneys, so we don't need it. But we don't have to add on additional things in kidneys. Every couple of years, they start adding on new things. Then they start adding on new chumras, even the shemi kidneys. So it's really a chumra on top of a chumra on top of a chumra.
Doesn't the margin they gave out to the kids that goes in?
A gozim, yeah, nuts are not kidneys, that's for sure. But peanuts. Nuts that you say bar pirates, everybody agrees that that's not kidneys. But peanuts that you say bar piradoma, so that's the meaning that you treat that like kidneys. So this is the chumr that we have, the chumr in the Gemara. There are many times, and the shiltas deny the whole thing. They say there's no such Gemara, they cross out the girsa. It doesn't say chametz b'mashu. That's only Rav holds that. So Rab made it there, Mim Shayna Mino at the Mimina. But we don't pass them like Rab Yuda, Mim Mina Mimashu, so forget about the whole thing. And we don't follow that Rab in the time of the Shulchan. We follow the Chum, and then Chomiz B'Pesach, Chomiz B'Pesach is B'Mashu. So this Chum, Chomiz B'Pesach, is only if the Chomiz got mixed into the Heter on Pesach. What if it got mixed in on Erev Pesach after Chatzos with Mekel? What if it got mixed in before Pesach for sure with Mekel? Even if on Erev Pesach after Chatzos with Mekel. The Rambam writes, even if the chametz got mixed in, you're cooking for Pesach on Purim. So even if the chametz got mixed in on Purim, when it comes Pesach, and it was already bottled b'shishim, when it comes Pesach, we say, chozim in the year. It's still going to be b'mar shehu. And we don't pass like that. We pass and there's no chozim in here. So the Bi'ur Agro gives a harifus. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Bi'ur Agro gives a harifus. What does this depend on? When they say chozim in here. The chametz was in his battle already b'shishim on Purim a month before Pesach. Then when it comes Pesach, chozim in here or not. So the Bi'ur Agro says like this. The Ramah paskins the chametz be'era Pesach after Chatzos is not the mashu. It's not based. The Rambam paskins that the Rambam writes the reason on Chametz Pesach is mashu is davar sheyesh l'matirin. So even on Erev Pesach also is davar sheyesh l'matirin. And the Rambam says we don't accept that reason. And the Rambam we paskin chumer the kores. So for Erev Pesach it is both. So the Vilna Gaon says like Harif is like this. He says Chametz that got mixed in on Purim is heter beheter. It's mutter. Heter beheter is lebotel. So the Chametz a month before Pesach is not botel. So you have to wait till it becomes asr. So when does it become Asa? Erev Pesach et Chatzos. So the Ramah holds that Erev Pesach et Chatzos, it's not b'mashu. So it becomes batel on Erev Pesach, and then once it's batel, so it's not chozim in here when it comes Leila Pesach. But the Rambam holds that Koidim Erev Pesach is heter beheter is not batel. When it comes Erev Pesach, it's b'mashu. So it's b'mashu. So it was never in his batel. Not that the Ramah holds it chozim in here. The Chametz was in his batel, and now it wakes up, and now it's no longer. No, it was never in his batel. Koidim HaPesach, Koidim HaPesach, a month before, a week before, 2 days before, it was not batel, because had to be had to lay batel. Had to be had to lay batel, that's the Ramban has, and the first daf in Baba Basra, the Abbas HaMeral, Chedusha Ramban. He has that klal, had to be had to lay batel. The Ran has it, that tells the Ran, that Ran in the Dorm, the Afnun Beis has it, because he says, according to the Chachomim, they also agree mimimina v'mashu, but they determine mimimina by heta v'yisa. So heta v'heta is going to be mimimina, that's why it's not batal. That's a different answer. But the Ramban says heta v'heta le batal, a different reason why. Bitl is only when it's relevant l'halacha. That's a klal in Yerideya, in Hilchas Taruvis, that let's say Inisa fell into heta, and you have well over shishim, and the owner of the food is not aware of the fact that he has a problem on his hands. He doesn't even know that anything fell in. when he finds out about it, so then he wants to use bitul berov. So the Ramo writes la halacha. Mechaber and the Ramo, they both say. And Isa that fell into heta, that's bottled b'shishim, is only after yediyas habaylam. If there's no yediyas hatarubis, has to be no da'or hatarubis. Before yediyas hatarubis, then there's no bitul. So there, the Bir Agro there and there, there writes that the marker for this is a tosefta in trumas, where this klal is developed. They say the name of Rab Shimon Shkob, that it's a gemara in Bava Kama. This did. That you have to have Yedias HaTarubis. Why? Because the Gemara Bava Kama, Gemara Sanhedrin, has a machlekes abay v'rabba, where the eight zaymim, the mafreihu nifsal, or mikanal habohu nifsal. A witness testified to whatever, witness testified that I owe you $1,000, and then we mazim him, and it turns out that he's a shakran. So the din is that the second pair of witnesses are believed when they say, manu hayifim u'makam acher, the first pair are not believed, and the first pair become postulators. So Rabba holds, the Eid Zamim is only postulated mikan al habor. From that day on that we will mazim him. You don't say it's a gloy Muslim afre, he gave Eid Sheker 2 months ago, so he's postulated from the time that he gave the Eid Sheker. That's where Rava holds. And this is one of the six cases of Yalkagam. This is the ayin of Yalkagam. Eid Zamim is Lamafrehon Nifsal, we pass like Abai, that it is Lamafrehon Nifsal, and not like Rava, that it's only mikan al habor Nifsal. So what's the rationale for Rava? We don't pass like Rava, but what's the reason? The one that has been the Gemara gives is that it's only a takhanim of the Rabbanim. Pseida de Lukuch is going to make the whole world crazy. He served as an aide on shtaris and documents. Yeah, everybody's going to back out from the Mekkah Hamemka. So they made a takhanim of the Rabbanim, leave everything the way it is, just mikan al habashim. I mean, on the level of the Raisa, Rabbi really says the same as Abai. The other explanation the Gemara says, no. The Rabbi disagrees on principle on the level of the Raisa because Eid Zayim is really a chidushu. My chaz is the tzais lahani, tzais lahani. Why should you believe the second pair of Eidim? It's really trey trey. Every case of a hazam is trey trey. So why do you believe the second pair over the first pair? So that's a chidush. So as the Rabbi says, since it's a chidush, so we have a rule, eilach b'ayla m'shas chidush al-eilach. That's a time-honored rule. Where does that rule ever exist anywhere else? Rabbi is invoking a rule. The rule doesn't exist in the books. You look in the Encyclopedia Talmud, there is no such rule. The only place where the rule applies is here. We happen not to pass like Rabbi, we pass like Abai. So what does it mean? A time-honored rule. So the answer is, that's what Reb Shimon said. The answer is, no, the rule does exist. The rule exists by bittul. When an Issa falls into heter, let's say we're cooking kosher soup, a little bit of treifus, a little bit of chazer schmaltz falls in. And it's batel b'shishim and you can't taste it. So the din is that you can drink all the soup. So have a bowl of soup. Every spoon of soup that I drink, I know b'vadoes, that there's 1/70th of the spoon. It's batel b'shishim because it was 70. Every 1/70th of every single spoon is a little bit of chazer schmaltz. But you can't taste it. Yeah, but chatzi shir asman atar. So why is it mutter to drink the soup? I know b'vadoes that as I'm drinking the soup, I'm swallowing the chazer schmaltz. So the answer is, the halacha says you have a right to ignore it. That's the gzeres hakasul of bitul beroiv. Rashi says, learn that from the pasuk, gacher rab lahatas, you have a right to ignore it. But that doesn't really correspond to reality. I know that I'm drinking chazer schmaltz. That means the halacha tells me a din in hanhoge. I have a right to drink the soup and make believe as if there's no treifus. So whenever you have make believe dinim, whenever the halacha tells you a din in hanhoge, not that the roiv is mevara, the fact that Edim come and they testify the fact that everything is kosher. Or the roiv is mevara, the fact that it's kosher. No, if you have a bira of the facts, a bira is a bira. You don't have any bira. And Issa fell into heter and his bottle b'shishim, it's bevadoz that I'm eating the treifus. But it's a din anhoge. So whenever there's a din anhoge, eilach b'ayla mishas chidusha li'eilach. When you realize that you have a problem on your hands, and then the Torah tells you how you should be noe. So that's why it says in Yeridei, that's why the Tosefta in Truma says that an Issa will only be bottle after Yedias HaTarubis. Before Yedias HaTarubis, before you even realize that you have a problem on your hand, so the Halacha doesn't tell you how to be Noye. So that's the Machlekes Abai V'Rove. What's the story by Eid Zayman? Eid Zayman should have really been a Trey. My Chaz is the Tzai Slahani, Tzai Slahani. Why should you believe the second pair over the first pair? Maybe the first pair telling the truth, maybe the second pair telling a lie. So the Torah says we believe the second pair. So the question is, what did the Torah tell me? Did the Torah tell me We believe the second pair, we don't believe the first pair. That's a birur. The Torah tells us to give nemanis to the second pair over the first pair. So if it's an nemanis, then it's nizbar that the first pair told Eid Sheker 2 months ago. So if it's nizbar that they gave Eid Sheker, if Eid Zaymim is a birur, it is a chiddush. But the question is, what's the nature of the chiddush? So Abai holds the chiddush is the second card has nemanis. That's how we always say. Second card has nemanis, the first card does not have nemanis. They have nemanis. It was nizbar they gave, the first card gave Eid Sheker 2 months ago. So the pulse latest from that time on. Rabbi says, no, even after the, not only would I have thought my chazis that Sais Lahani, Sais Lahani, not only would I have thought that it's trey, it's still trey, even after you have the pasuk, it's still trey. But the Torah tells me we should be no haig in accordance with the second kat. So Rava holds, if it's only a din on hanhoge, then we invoke this time-honored rule, that the din hanhoge only applies from the time that you realize that you have a problem on your hands. So Rava holds, Eitzanim is Mikana Lahabo Nifsal. So true, we don't pass like Rava, we pass like Abai. That's because we hold that there is a Chiddush in Eitzanim. The Chiddush is that we give Nemanis to the second card. Not that we know you get in accordance with the second card, we give Nemanis to the second card. If you give Nemanis, Nemanis is a Biru. It's Nizbara that the first told Abai. But by the case of Bitul Biraiv, Abai will be masking with Rava. Then there's no Machlaikis. Bitul Biraiv is just a Din Hanhaka, purely a din hanhoga. So that's why it's only noig mikar al habo. So that's why there's a problem here. The Mishnah Brura, we have the din. The chametz kodem at Pesach, we pass like the Ramah. Chametz at Pesach after chatzos isbo. Chametz in the sarif kodem at Pesach is not chayz of an year. Because when it comes there at Pesach, chatzos it becomes, it's no longer heter beheter. Getting back again, the Ramban on the first daf in Baba Basra wrote heter beheter lebotel. The reason why I had to be heter lay bottle is because there's no problem. Everything is heter, there's no issue. The only time there's bitl is when you have a problem on your hands. If everything is heter, there's no problem on your hands, it's not bottle. When does it become a problem? Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Ramah says, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so it will be bottle. Once it's in this bottle and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's not going to be chosev in the Iran Pesach. That's the psak of the Ramah. It's not going to be chosev in the Iran Pesach. So the shaila is, what if the balabasta cooked this soup for Pesach on Purim, and she put it away in the freezer? On Chalamoid Pesach, she realizes, Geval, she mixed in a chametz stick ingredient a month ago, and she wasn't even aware of it. So you need Yedias HaBailin, you need Yedias HaTarubis in order to say Bittl. So what's the din if the tarubis occurred before Pesach, but Yedias HaTarubis is only on Pesach? So there's no bitl until Yedias HaTarubis, I should say. Chametz b'Pesach should be b'mashul. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Poskim, no. Even if there was no Yedias HaTarubis until Pesach, you still say that it's treated as chametz in the Sarif Kodem HaPesach and as bottle. So that's Takapella. We don't understand why. But quite a few years ago, we used to have Rabbi Lazdun Sr. used to come to the yeshiva, used to listen to the shiur. So then I pointed out this problem. So he said that, I think either he said Rabbi Lazer tells her has a tshuva on this, or Rabbi Yemeir Bloch, somebody said one of he learned in Europe and tells. He used to give a shiur and tells here in America, in Cleveland. So he said that one of the Telzer Rabbanim has a long tshuva about this. He breaks his head to give an explanation. I don't know, but it's taka a problem. Why the Mishnah Brura quotes those poskim, that even if there was no Yedias HaTarubis until Pesach, that's called Chometz Shenisarv Kodem HaPesach. One of the Rishonim, they printed a manuscript of Rabbeinu Leomi London, Tiske Rabbeinu Leomi London. He was the one who's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that when you say the Haggadah, if your wife doesn't understand Hebrew, you better say it over in English. Because they have to understand the Haggadah, you're not yet. So he says English. He says in the Shulchan Aruch, if your wife doesn't understand, you got to say in English. It doesn't say French, Yiddish, German, just says English. Because the first Bala Tosis who had the ASIC was this Rabbein Eliyomi London. So in his little Sefer, they have a thin Ksav Yad that they printed. So he has such a discussion. What if I bought some food from a nochri that had an ingredient of chametz mixed in, or accidentally some chametz mixed in, If it's an ingredient, then we're machmir for the Rashba, so it would be nothing to discuss. If a chametz leek ingredients on Pesach, we are machmir that no ingredients are bottled. All year long, the nekel and Pesach with machmir. Ingredients are never bottled. So the Rabbeinu Leo talks about a case. A nochri had some kind of food that had a little chametz mixed in that should have been bottled b'shishim, but kol's mana belongs to the nochri. He can eat chametz with Pesach all he wants. So there's no. The lashon that they use in Shulchan Aruch is you need no da'ah hatarubis, you need yediyas hatarubis, and you use the expression you need yediyas habaylim. Say, I can't walk into your house and eat your food, you have to give me permission. So let's say, I'm aware that you have a problem of treifas, some treifa food fell into your pot. But it's gzela, I can't eat your food anyway, unless you give me permission. So that's not called yediyas hatarubis. It's only called yediyas hatarubis when it's nagei la halacha. When the Bailam are aware of the fact that there's a tarubis of chometz. So this Rabbeinu Leo has this chumrah that calls man that the chometz and tarubis chometz belong to the goy, there's no yediyas habailam. And if you buy it on Pesach, then it will be mamashu. Because there's no bittul until you have yediyas habailam. Not like the Mishnah Berurah pasuk. You pass them the other way. You have to have yediyas tarubis koydim on Pesach. And my idea on the goy's food doesn't help. You have to have idea of the Bailam. Because someone else's idea is irrelevant. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, let's say, the Rabbanim who work in the kashrus organizations are familiar with the procedures that the goyim do in the companies. And the companies don't want to eat all the food. They can this food and they sell it to the world. They say whoever wants to buy it can buy it and eat it. So we assume that that is called Yediyas Satarubis. It is. We know their system, and we know that there's chometz mixed in, we know that there's treifas mixed in. So we consider that Yediyas Satarubis. Even though the owner of the company is a goy, and the whole issue of kashrus is irrelevant as far as he's concerned, but still, since the customers are aware of the issue, so that is called the Ipaskan against the Rabbein Aliyah. We paskan that it is called Yediyas Satarubis. If it's a private person, then it's not called Yediyas HaTarubis till later. But the Mishnah Berurah was makel on that too. Mishnah Berurah was makel, even though there was no Yediyas HaTarubis till the middle of Pesach. But if the Tarubis occurred before, then we say it is bottle. Then we say it's like Tarubis Kedem at Pesach. It's not considered like Tarubis be Pesach. It's a Shver Pesach. The question will Pesach, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. There is a machlokes hatanoim, tzmurin, echulin, and Sanhedrin, and psachim, and different mesiftas. What's the din of zev zegorim? What do the words mean, zev zegorim? Zev zegorim means like this. You have a din, a yotzim and ha'asar is asar. Let's say an eagle lays an egg. So the eagle is a non-kosher bird, so the egg that it lays is also non-kosher. A pig gives off milk, so the pig is asar, so the milk that it develops is also asar. That's called yotzim and ha'asar is asar. What if you have a case where it's yotzim and ha'asa umin amuter? It took two things to combine together to produce a product. Take, for example, you have sharanis kal shabal behema ma'al yisir. A baby has to have a father and a mother. The behemas have to have a father and mother also. They're working on it to change it, to clone things. But so far, let's say normal, but derech hateva, you need a father and a mother. So let's say the father and the mother of the cow, of the calf, one was a normal behemah malyus, a normal animal, and one was a sharaniska. Sharaniska, mishinik madino, is also banor. So what would be the status of the vlad? Would you say that the vlad is a yotzim and ha'aser? Because on the one hand, it's a yotzim and ha'aser. Then on the other hand, it's a yotzim and ha'aser min amuta. You needed a father and a mother. So that's a machlokes like hatanaim. So we paskin, usually, that zev zegorim is muta. What's an example? What's another example of zev zegorim? So let's say you have a kosher cow is eating chametz b'Pesach and it gives off milk. So the Taz says that's an example of zev zegorim. If the cow doesn't eat any food, it doesn't have any koyach to do anything, to give any milk. So if the cow eats chametz b'Pesach, let's say a goy is a farmer. He feeds his cow chametz b'Pesach. So am I allowed to drink the milk or not? So the din is that zev zegorim, that it should be mutter. Should be mutter. If you'll have the reverse, let's say you have a pig, will eat grass. You should say zev zegorim, because if the pig doesn't eat anything, then it's not going to produce any milk. The Abitzel Peterburger has in his Chuvah's Pri Yitzchak, he says, no, that's not called Zev as a Gorim. The main Gorim is the cow or the pig. The main Gorim is the Balchai. So if the main Gorim, the dominant Gorim, is the animal. So if the dominant Gorim is a Behemoth Tmeya, you can't say it's a Zev as a Gorim because it eats kosher food. You can't say it's a Yotzim and Hasa min Amuta, so since it's a little bit Yotzim and Amuta. No, but the main thing is that it's Yotzim and Hasa. The only shaila is in the reverse. If it's a kosher animal that's eating treifus, so then it's a shaila of Zev is a Gorim. Maybe since it has a little bit of a Gorim Abinisa, maybe I should call it Zev is a Gorim. So we pass on Zev is a Gorim is Mut. So there's a famous Ran in Avodah Zarah on the Rif. Who made it famous? The Taz. So the Taz makes a whole splash about this in Hilchos Pesach. The Ran on the Rif writes that Zev is a Gorim is a little bit like beetle, based on what I just said now. If a pig eats grass, you don't say that the milk is Zev is a Gorim, because the dominant Gorim is the pig. If a cow eats treifus, so the dominant Gorim is, let's say, 85% of the Gorim is the kosher cow, and 15% of the Gorim is the chometz that it eats. So the Ran, and now by the Zora, the Rif writes that Zev is a Gorim is mutter is along the lines like a beetle beroif. So this triggered a thought in the mind of the Taz. If you have an Issa, that's Mashahu, so you should say that Zev is a Gorim should be us. So if the farmers are feeding, the Goyisha farmers are feeding, years ago they used to feed the cows chametz. They used to mix grain with water, they used to let it sit there, and the cows would eat the chametz. The Goyim. So if you're feeding the cows chametz with Pesach, so it should be an Issa, it should be Zev is a Gorim. Zev is a Gorim is a Mashahu, the Taz says. A Mashahu is usually bottle. Chametz bePesach will be us. So that's why years ago many people would buy in advance of Pesach. They would buy all the milk before, because Zev is a Gorim is a Mashu. Mashu is only us around Pesach. But Kedem at Pesach when the chametz is in his bottle, so you don't say Chayzer v'Niyah. I don't know. You got to find out whether it's even an issue today. Do they still feed the cows chametz? I'm not sure. When it comes Erev Pesach, yeah. So when it comes Erev Pesach, then it becomes bottle. Then I say Zev Zegarim. Zev Zegarim. That's how we paskin, yeah. That's how we paskin. That we don't paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam holds you say Chayz of an ear because he holds that chometz is Dovish Yesh Lamatir, and even Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzai is also the Mashu. But we paskin like the Rambam. That chametz after chatzos is bottle, and once it's bottle, so then you don't say chayz v'neir. So this taz, the whole taz to begin with, is hashver chumra, because you look in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the second chelik in Yerodeh, it says beferish. Zev is a garment's mutter even by Avodah Zarah, beferish. The Ran on the Rif in Masechus Avodah Zarah interprets one line in the Gemara like that. The Gemara said, one might have thought a svara lachalek, that Zev is a garment's mutter and kala tarakula, but by Avodah Zarah, there's room to think Zev is a Gorim is Aser. Why? So Chumrat Avodah Zarah. So the Ran says, because Zev is a Gorim is an aspect, it's like beetle. So since Avodah Zarah has been Mashua, I would have said it's Aser. Kamash Malan, that the one who's Mata Zev is a Gorim Kalat Arkul is Mata Zev is a Gorim by Avodah Zarah as well. But that's how we pass him, bottom line. We pass him Zev is a Gorim is Mutter by Avodah Zarah. So what did the Taz come up with a Chumrat? Based on one line in the Ran. The Ran was explaining a halamin in the Gemara. But the Maskanoi passed and said, is a garment smut, even by Avodah Zarah, where it is b'mashu. So why was it Taz Machmab? So that's the whole tumult. The whole tumult started because of that Taz. There is a din in the Gemara that Nois and Tamil of Gam is mutter. Let's say I have a bottle of clear water. Ice cold water from the refrigerator, and some nut comes over and he pours in a little chazeshmalz, and the water tasted better without the chazeshmalz. It didn't enhance the water. It was poigen mit benikza. So the halacha says even if you don't have shisha and you can discern the flavor of the chazeshmalz, the din is that nois and tamlet gam is mutter. That's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and the Avodah Zarah around Afsamach Zayin. We paskan that nois and tamlet gam is mutter. So that Gemara, there's a famous machlokes as the Rashba in Iran. Why is nois and tamlet gam mutter? So the Rashba says midin bittel, the chazeshmalz is less than 50% of the whole bottle of water. So it should have really been batul beroy. The only thing is that there's a din of tam ki iker. So the din of tam ki iker is only formulated if the thing is nice and tam l'shvach. If it enhances the flavor, makes it taste better, or it changes the flavor but it doesn't make it taste worse. But if by mixing in a non-kosher ingredient, it's poigim and mitzas, the water is still drinkable. It's still not bad, but it tasted better before the chazan shmaltz fell in. So if it's even only poigim and mitzas, so the chiddush din of tankika was never formulated. So in such a case, that's why it's mutter. So the Rashba says that basically, nosen tam legam is based on bitl. You have to say, the first step has to be that it's batl chad betray, and the second step is that the chiddush of tankika was never formulated, doesn't apply in a situation where it's nosen tam legam. The Ran in Chulin, the Ran quotes this Rashba, and disagrees. Ran on Avodah Zarah, Ran on the Rif and Avodah Zarah quotes the Rashba, and he disagrees. And they quote in the Arvideya. So Machloek is the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran says he doesn't think that it's based on Bitl at all. It's based on a different word. He says, let's say you have pork, and you left that out of the refrigerator for a whole month. It's going to get so spoiled, it's going to be so awful, it'll be Nifsal Me'achil Asar. So Nifsal Me'achil Asar becomes a Mutter. Nevelish anywhere Lager is Mutter. So what if you have a tarubis iser? Have a little chazan shmatz mixed in with water. So it's mamish roi l'achil asadam. So if you have an iser b'yen, it has to become nifsal me'achil asadam. If you have only a tarubis iser, the iser is less than 50%. It doesn't have to be nifsal me'achil asadam. If it's poikin and mikzas a little bit, so the Torah declares that it's mutter. But it's not at all based on bitul b'roi. Not that the first step is that the Isser is batel chad betray, and the second step is that you don't apply tam kikah. What's the difference halacha lemais between the Rashba and the Ran? So in Yeridah they have one difference, and the Bimbagadim points out. Bimbagadim and Yeridah points out there's another difference. There's a machlekes of Rishonim, machlekes the Mechaba and Ramah. Chometz bePesach would nice and tam levgam be mutar aros. The goyim in the days of the Bali Atos, the goyim they had wells where they had water. So the goyim knew the Jews weren't allowed to eat bread on Pesach. They used to throw chametz into the wells. So the Jews couldn't eat it. Rav Soldechik said he remembered as a child that in where he was growing up in Russia, the goyim didn't throw in. The Jewish communists were such lahachasnikas. So the Jewish communists threw chametz into the wells. So his father, Rav Moshe Soldechik, said to the religious Jews, whenever they find a well that has breadcrumbs in it, they should take a bottle of ink and pour it in. So they come, they shouldn't be able to drink the water either. So they stopped. So when he poured in the ink, so they stopped throwing in the chametz. Because any well that had the, I think if I would have been a communist, I would have killed the rabbi. But he said, maybe that's why he ran away to America. Maybe Rabbi Soloveitchik had to come to YU because the communists were out to get him. So the Rishonim discussed this case. So they say, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Bread crumbs in water, you have to filter out the breadcrumbs. But you have a tam of the breadcrumbs in the water. So I said, bread and water is nice and tam levgam. The water would have tasted better if it wouldn't have had the flavor of the bread. And the din is a nice and tam levgam is mutter, even chametz b'pesach. So that's what the Mechaber paskens. And the Ramah paskens not so. The Ramah paskens are nice and tam levgam is also b'pesach. Why? The Ramah is machmer for the Rashba. Ramah holds that nice and tam levgam is only mutter based on bitl. And chametz b'pesach is b'mashu. That's why there's a big literature in Achrayim. There must be some Chinaman on a boat in some ocean who didn't want to finish his whole bagel, so he threw the leftover part of his bagel into the ocean. The bagel is sitting there for more than 24 hours, so it's kavish kemevushal. So kavish kemevushal the bnei gos. How can I take any water from New York from the ocean? There's going to be a Bliya Mashu from China. Someone must have thrown a bagel into the ocean somewhere. So all the whatever Bliya came before Pesach is bottle. Chometz Karama Pesach is bottle. Well, what about the Bliya that comes on Pesach? There must be a bagel somewhere in the ocean, somewhere in the world in the ocean. There must be a Bliya somewhere that's coming out from a bagel. Not so Chometz Pesach should be B'mashu. So how can you drink any water anywhere in the world? So this is an entertaining topic that the Steichemed has a collection of tshuvas about. He quotes all the Achmanim talk about. The pashtus is that even if you have chametz b'pesach is b'mashu, so there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. Let's say something is b'mashu, davar sheyesh matirin is b'mashu. What if you have Mashal means even Tershish. What if you have 160? It's still Mashal. What if you have 660? Still Mashal. What if you have 1,000? What if you have 1,000 to 1? So there's one sheet that if when you get close to 1,000, I already forgot about them. Tav Kuf Samach, I think. Tav Kuf is 900? 960? So there's one opinion that if you have 960 against one unit, that's already not even Mashal. That's less than Mashal. So we don't accept that opinion. Yeah, but the bagel in the Indian Ocean, and the Blia comes all the way over here to America, that's already even less than 960. That's 5 billion, million, zillion, trillion against one unit. So then you probably reach a point that it's even not considered Mashal. They can make chemical tests. They can experiment. They can figure out by radioactive isotopes, they can figure out what percentage of this cup of water I have is chametz stick. So if it's going to be less than 1 billion, that's probably not even considered mashu. There's a limit how far you go with the mashu. The limit, we don't accept that sheet that is 960, but there still is a limit. We assume that if they reach a certain point, it's no longer considered mashu. There was a big machlokes in Achrayim about brandy. How do you make brandy or cognac? So you take wine and you distill it. What do you mean you distill it? You cook it till 50 degrees centigrade and the alcohol will evaporate. If you cook it till 100 degrees centigrade, everything will evaporate. But you don't want everything, you only want the alcohol. So if you only cook it till 50 degrees centigrade, so the alcohol will evaporate. So you see to it that when it evaporates, you catch it, and you cool it off, and it turns back, it'll revert back to become in a liquid form. So that's called distillation. So in Europe, there were, Rabbi Chaim Moser writes in his Shuvos, there were many observant Jews who would drink, they wouldn't drink Stam Yenam, they wouldn't buy non-kosher wines, but they would buy cognac and brandy that was manufactured by the non-Jews. But it's not a secret, everybody knows what cognac and brandy is. It's regular trefa wine that the goyim distilled. They evaporated, they heated it only till 50 degrees centigrade, so only the alcohol evaporated, and the rest of the junk remained behind. And then you capture this, the alcohol, and you make it into liquid again. So it's mamish stam yenam. Many poskim hold that a cognac and brandy the brach is bar pi agafa. It's a shtani le mal yusa. It's a shtani, but it's a shtani mal yusa. It costs more money for cognac than it costs for wine. So many were of the opinion that this is mutter. Why? Because that's what they termed zeh be'alma. In the Gemara, zeh be'alma means a different thing. Zeh means perspiration. Zayin yud ayin hey. Gemara perspiration. But in the Gemara, the term zeh be'alma means if you squeeze out oranges, you have orange juice, or you have tomato juice, that's called zeh be'alma. This is a different zeh. This means distillation. If you have stam yenam in a liquid form, so you can drink it. So it's roi l'achilos adam. So that's also stam yenam is also. Once you evaporate it, so for a few seconds, it's in the form of gas. So you can't have an isa macholos asuris on gas. Macholos asuris is not something that you can eat that you can drink. Once in the state of gas, so the isa is koka. Then you convert it back into a liquid. So maybe you should say, well, since it was mutter for a few seconds, it can't be chayzer v'nir. So there is such an opinion in Achrayim that that's called zeh be'alma. So they would allow all schnapps on Pesach. How do you make schnapps? You take grain, you take kernels of grain, you soak it in water, or you cook it, sometimes you cook it in water, sometimes you soak it in water, and then you distill it. It says on all the bottles of schnapps that it's distilled. So whenever you distill it, so it turns into zeya, it turns into gas. When it's in the state of gas, it was mutter. Then even if later on you mix it in, you cause it to revert back to become edible, so there's room to say that it should be mutter. So this, no one ever relied on this sheet on anisa deraisa. To drink schnapps on Pesach, no one ever relied. But to drink stam yenam, so that's what Chaim Moser writes in his Shuga, many from a yidin were meiko, because stam yenam is only the Rabbanon, so they would rely on these poskim, a rivosh and others, who hold the Mishkanes Yankim has a Shuga where he talks about this rivosh. They held that that since stam yenam is only the Rabbanon, so they can rely on these sheetas. So that's why there was some poskim that said, let's say a person has schnapps, and if you got to sell the schnapps to the goy, so it becomes chametz shor b'alav Pesach. Let's say he's got, so okay, so if he has half a bottle of schnapps left, so pour out the schnapps. Pour out the schnapps. What if he has a liquor store and he has thousands of dollars worth of schnapps, and hundreds of dollars worth of schnapps, going to be a hefsid moment. So then some gdolim will make all that, since there is an opinion that Zeya Bialma, since it's distilled, so when they get the dinam, the rabbanon, there were those who are make all, so chametz ha'ovah pesach is already a din derabbanon. To drink it on Pesach, that's a din deraisa. To violate by Rabbi Motzi, that's a din deraisa. But if the Pesach already went over, if the Pesach already passed by, and you're discussing whether it's chametz ha'ovah pesach, so since it's the rabbanon, so there was some gedolim who would be make all if it would be a big. A big hefsid moment. So Vechik used to be machmer all the time for the balabat, and he said they shouldn't sell chametz bien, and he was machmer that schnapps should be considered like chametz bien. He didn't like this. He thought that you should treat it mamash like chametz bien. So we're machmer, the Ramah is machmer by the Nosen Tam Levgam. We're machmer Nosen Tam Levgam. Then the Mishnah Brura quotes a Ramah, and our Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have it. The Ramah on the bottom of the tour has this. Not only is the Ramah machmer for Nosen Tam Levgam, if you find crumbs of chametz in the well, and you strain out the chametz, so you have the water, but the water would have tasted better without the chametz, so the Ramah is machmer that Nosen Tam Levgam is considered mashu. And Mashu with Pesach is also. He's even machmer. What if I have a chametz dikat pot? I always cook noodles in the pot. And now I cook on Pesach, I cook something, and the pot hasn't been used for 24 hours. The wife goes away on Chalamoid, and the husband's cooking in the pot. So the husband didn't realize he can't use a chametz dikat pot. So he cooks something in a chametz dikat pot. So the Ramah's machmer that Eina ben Yoima is also considered Nosen Tam Levgam, and Nosen Tam Levgam is considered Mashu, so it's also. You see, there's room to be mekel here. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Darkei Moshe from the Ramah Natu, but in theory, the Rav Rishonim will hold who would split. Nosen Tam Levgam is Mashahu. But Kli Sheina Ben Yoma, the Gemara says, the Bli and the Pot is Nosen Tam Levgam. So some Rishonim say, the Bli of Trefis and the Pot, after 24 hours, being in contact with the Charsis Hakdere, with the metallic flavor of the walls of the Pot, or the Cheres flavor, of the walls of the pot does such a good job on the bliya, it makes it nifsal me'achila legamre legamre. It's worse than nosen tam levgam. It's mamish ka'afra diara. It's mamish absolutely not roi l'achila at all. If you would have said like that, so then there would have been room to distinguish and say, crumbs in the well is nosen tam levgam, that the Ramah is machna, but a cliche in man yom is moheter. But the Ramah says not so. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah, and that's, I think, the meaning of the Moira Haro is that they paskan like that. That if someone by mistake cooked some kosher paste of food in a kli, she'eino ben yomo, so we would be machmir. We wouldn't eat that food. So the shailus, let's say you were stirring, you were frying in a frying pan, let's say. You were making fried eggs in a pan. And this frying pan, we sometimes make spaghetti there. So we would be machmir, you can't eat the eggs. So no one's going to put the eggs in the freezer to wait till next Pesach. It's not what to discuss. But the Shaila, what about, he was using a chametz dikah frying pan with a Pesach dikah fork. So what does he do with the Pesach dikah fork? So the Pesach dikah fork just became chametz dikah. So now the Shaila is, does he really have to? So he put it away. He can't kasher the fork on Pesach, chametz dikah mashal. So the bli is going to go out, it's going to come back in. So can you just put away the fork for next year and that'll be kasher? Because as far as next year is concerned, Pesach Tavshin Ayin, it's Chomish in his battle Kodem HaPesach. But he's saying, no, it's Chomish BePesach. Chomish BePesach is BeMashu. That's the Shaila. Chomish BePesach is BeMashu. Chomish BeMashu for this Pesach, but for next Pesach, consider it like Chomish in his Arif, in his battle Kodem HaPesach. That's the Shaila. Is there a rule? That ain't bitl ela mitchilas hataruvus. Is there such a rule? So since mitchilas hataruvus is today on Pesach, so it's b'mashu, it's going to remain b'mashu for next year. So this was a machlokes between the Yismach Moshe, Chassidus of the Rebbe. Yismach Moshe wrote shuv is Heshed Moshe. It was the Rav in Uhel. They pronounce it Ihel. It was the Rav in Ihel. Machlokes between the Yismach Moshe and Rebbe Kivega. Yismach Moshe said lechumra. The Hungarians used to say that there were three Moishes in the same generation. I think we once said it over. They said the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Shik, and the Yismat Moshe. So I said the Chassam Sofer learned Gelant and Gekent. He learned and he knew. The Maram Shik, I think the Maram Shik's Jews are fabulous. I happen to enjoy them better than the Chassam Sofer's. It's more, much more, the way we talk in the yeshivas, Chassam Sofer's are a lot of times very arbitrary. The Maram Shik is Lamdish, the way we enjoy it. But the Hungarians, they didn't go for that, because they viewed the Chassam Sofer was like the Vilna Gaon. Highest. They say the Vilna Gaon knew how to learn almost as good as the Chassam Sofer. That's their assessment of the situation. So they say the Maram Shik, his name is Moshe, Galant and Nishgiken. He learned that he didn't know. I mean, he didn't know as much as the Chassam Sofer. And Yismach Moshe, Nishgalant and Nishgiken. He didn't learn. He was busy in Chassidus and Kabbalah. And he knew anyway. He knew Halacha anyway, because he wrote these Jews, Heshem Moshe. So this is a machlekes, the Heshem Moshe. Heshem Moshe is machmer. He holds Ein Bital and Chilus Hadarun. So Rabbi Kivega is Mekel. That is considered the Sar of Kodem HaPesach. So then the Achreidim discuss, what's the minig of the Moira Hora? Okay. I don't know. I've got to find out. Okay. We learn that tomorrow. Should we discuss some more in Yonim of Chometz with Pesach?
People are
tomorrow morning I'm giving a Shiach HaLamoy.